بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We're still in the discussion of the hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام and his encounter with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The famous hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام came teaching the deen to the Muslims. And we have reached the explanation, we have reached the point when we have finished the matters related to the purification with respect to the salah, because you know in the hadith one of the pillars of Islam mentioned is the salah, is to establish the salah, and we talked about the establishment of salah, what it means, and the matters which we also discussed are the conditions, and that is the purification. And that is the second condition from the establishment of the salah, is al-tahara, the purity, the ritual purity. Now, under this falls the rulings related to wiping on the socks and on the jabir, the cast and the like. We learned earlier that the tahara, is related to four body parts, and they are the face, the hands, the head, and the feet. The face, the hands, the head, and the feet. As to the face, it is to be washed. The hands, washed. The head, it is to wipe the head. Now, as to the feet, they are either washed or wiped over. Two are washed, and one washed. Or wiped. As to the face, then it cannot be washed, it cannot be wiped unless there is a cast or a plaster put on a wound and the like. Clear? So if a person, for example, covers his face from the blazing, for example, heat of the sun or the like, then in this case he cannot wipe over this cover, but he removes the cover and washes the face. Unless there is a necessity, darura, in this case he may wipe on that which he puts as a cover on his face as a substitution for ghusl. As to the hands, also they are not wiped, but they must be washed unless there is a necessity. Like, for example, if there is some kind of allergy that is that flares with water. Water, for example, agitates the sensitivity or the allergy. So in this case, the person, and this person may wrap over the place or puts on gloves to prevent the water. In this case, he may wipe, like the case of what? Of the jabira, the cast, because of necessity. Like in the case of a cast, because of necessity. As to the head, it is to be wiped over, and its purity is lighter than the other parts. And that's why if there is on the head of a woman, if there is henna, you know the henna that mats the matted on the hair. That's matted on the hair, matted together. Or if the person in a state of ihram mats his head during the state of ihram, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, then in this case he may wipe over this matted hair or matted head, and there is no need for him to remove, for example, in this case the woman removing the henna or to move the thing which is used to mat the hair with. As to the feet, they are washable, they are to be washed, and also maybe also wiped on them. But when the wiping should be done, if the person has leather socks or socks made of cotton, wool, or combination of these threads and the like, then in this case a person may wipe on them. As to the khuf, is that which is made from al-jild, yani leather, or the like. Then the person may wipe on them after fulfilling. However, there should be four conditions. There are four conditions for the wiping. The first condition is the purity. The purity. I mean the purity of the khuf, and the purity, or the purity of the jawrabain, the socks. So if the leather is made from najis material, impure leather, then it is not valid to wipe over them, because the najis, the impurity, is khabith, is evil, and it cannot be purified no matter what you do in terms of washing or wiping on it. And if there is also, on the other hand, najasa on them, filth material on them, or filth matter on them, also in this case the person cannot wipe, cannot pray on, with them, using them. So therefore he cannot wipe on them. The second condition is that the person, when he puts the socks on, or the leather socks, he puts them on in a state of tahara, in a state of purity, a tahara, water-based tahara. Water-based tahara. Why we say this? Because if he puts them on a tahara established by dry ablution, then in this case there is no wiping. You understand? You understand this difference? So, for example, if a traveler puts on the socks after dry purity, then he arrives to his hometown, then in this case he does not wipe. He does not wipe on them. Why? Because he put them after a purity established by a dry ablution. And the dry ablution based purity is only related, listen to this, is only related to the hands and the face, and has no connection with the feet. You understand that? The third condition, that they are wiped in the lesser impurity condition. In the lesser impurity condition. Meaning, in wudu related. wudu related, not ghusl related. For example, with ghusl, you don't wipe over the feet, you know, or you don't wipe on the socks or the leather socks. You must take them off and wash the feet. You understand? In the ghusl state. So therefore, from this you know that if the person is in a state of sexual defilement, then he cannot wipe on his or her socks. You understand? The fourth condition, that the wiping must be in the specified, legally specified period. Must be done in the legally specified period. And it is a day and a night for the resident and 3 days for the traveler. And it begins from the first time the person wipes following ritual impurity. Any wiping before this is not considered to be from the legal period. Is not included to be from the legal period. You understand? For example, if a person puts the socks on and in a state of purity, Tuesday morning, for example, and continues on this state of purity until Isha, then he goes to sleep, and then when he awakens for Fajr, he wipes. You see that? Now, the preceding day, the Tuesday, is not counted, because it is before wiping. Now, the counting begins from the Fajr of Wednesday. You understand? This is because of the hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. جَعَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَلَيَلِيهِنَّ لِلْمُسَافِرِ وَيَوْمًا وَلَيْلًا لِلْمُقِيمِ. The Prophet ﷺ has assigned the 3 days and nights for the musafir and day and a night for the muqim, for the resident. And also the hadith of Safwan bin Asal radiallahu anhu, he said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْمُرُنَا إِذَا كُنَّا سَفْرًا أَلَّا نَنْزِعَ خِفَافَنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَلَيَالِيهِنَّ إِلَّا مِنْ جَنَابَةٍ وَلَكِنْ مِنْ غَائِطٍ وَبَوْلٍ وَنَوْمٍ. The Prophet ﷺ used to command us that if we are in a state of travel, we should not take off our khifaf, leather socks, for 3 days and nights, except from janaba, yani excluding the janaba, excluding the state of janaba. However, in cases of feces, urine, or sleep. So therefore, from this we learn the criteria is in the wiping, not in, you know, when did you put them on, also not related to the hadath, the ritual impurity after wearing them. So for example, the muqim, the resident, completes a day and a night, meaning 24 hours. And the musafir, the traveler, 3 days and with their nights, and that would be what? 72 hours. Is that clear? طيب, alhamdulillah. So if a person wipes while in residence, as a residence, and then travels before completing the legal period. In this case, he completes the wiping of a traveler for 3 days. Clear? For example, if he puts them on today for Salat al-Fajr, and he wipes on them for Salat al-Dhuhr. Then he travels right after Dhuhr. In this case, he completes 3 days. He wipes 3 days. You understand? He wipes 3 days. And if it were the opposite, he wiped while a traveler. Then he became a resident. In this case, he completes the wiping of a resident. He completes the wiping of a resident. Because the criteria is in the end, not in the beginning. The criteria with respect to the travel or the residence is in the end, not in the beginning. Is that clear? And this is, the criteria is in the end, not in the in the beginning. In terms of the travel and the... And this is time span for a resident. We mentioned 24 hours from the wiping. 24 hours from the wiping. Okay. And this is the position which Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, settled to. Why? Because in the beginning he used to say, his opinion in the beginning was, if a resident wipes, then travels, he completes the wiping of a resident. This was the first or the early position of Imam Ahmad. You understand? In the beginning he used to say, if a resident wipes, then travels, he completes the wiping of a resident. However, he retracted from this, rahimahullah, and he said then afterwards, and he said he completes the wiping of a traveler. He completes the wiping of a traveler. And don't be amazed that the alim, the scholar, retracts from a saying he may have said. Why? Because the truth must be followed. Whenever it becomes clear to the person, meaning the truth, then it is binding upon him to follow it. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, sometimes, you didn't understand the difference in his two sayings. Yes, he used to say, if a person wipes as a resident, then travels, okay, then travels, then he continues to wipe as a resident. Meaning, he will wipe the period of a resident in his travel. But then he retracted, and he went to the position we discussed now, and that he completes the wiping of a traveler. Now back to this point. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, sometimes it is reported from him concerning a single matter. It is reported, like, for example, he would have 4 or 5 to 7 sayings related to one case while he is a single individual, one person. Sometimes he explicitly states that he retracted, and sometimes he doesn't. So, if he explicitly states that he retracted from his early position, then it is not permissible to attribute to him the early position which he retracted from. And also, if that is to be done, however, it is to be done in a restricted matter. Like, for example, قَالَ بِهِ أَوَّلًا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ. He used to hold to this position in the beginning, then he retracted. But if he does not state his retraction, then in this case we should take all the sayings he mentioned. So we say, لَهُ قَوْلًا. There are two narrations from Ahmad, or three, or four, regarding a particular matter. And Imam Ahmad, we know that this is something replete, more than one relation related to Imam Ahmad regarding singular cases. Why? Because Imam Ahmad is Imamun Athariyun Ya'khudhu Bil Athar, is a man Athari, a man he takes by the narrations, and the one who takes by the narrations, it doesn't mean that the narrations will come all at once to him, such that he would encompass them all at once, and then he will settle on one of them. But the athar, the reports, renewed, in the sense that it may be related to him today one hadith, and then another hadith in the next day, and so forth. Is that clear? And this is a good point of benefit to know, because sometimes you hear people say, according to one narration from Imam Ahmad. You understand? This indicates that there is another narration from Ahmad. You see that? طيب. Also, one should know that if the period, the legal period, finishes or ends while the person is in a state of tahara, then his tahara is not nullified. And this is a matter which is a common mistake with many Muslims who use the wiping. They think that when the period finishes, while he or she is on a state of tahara, that the tahara is automatically nullified. Isn't this the case with many people? Ah, okay. MashaAllah. Used to be with me. Alhamdulillah. Naam. No, it doesn't. It continues. However, if it nullifies, then it's inevitable, it's a must, to take off the socks and wash the feet. But the mere ending of the period does not necessitate, while the person is in a state of tahara, does not necessitate the end of the nullification of the wudu. Also, another thing, if a person takes them off after wiping, on them, while he is on tahara, also in this case, his tahara is not nullified. He continues on his tahara. But if he wants to make wudu, then it's a must that he washes the feet after taking off his socks. You understand that? So therefore the general ruling here, so that you don't get confused, أَنَّهُ مَتَى نُزِعَ الْمَمْسُوحِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُعَادُ لِيُمْسَحْ. Whenever the wiped on object is removed, then it is not to be returned, to be wiped on. But it's a must to wash the feet, then to put it back on if the person intends to make the wudu. Is that clear? This general foundation, it removes any misunderstanding or any confusion. No, if you return them and you intend to make wudu, then in this case you must wash them after you take them off. Can't wipe. If he takes them off if you take them off, listen, if you take them off while you are in a state of tahara, then your tahara is not nullified. You continue on your tahara. Is that clear? Now, if you intend to make wudu, then it's a must to wash the feet after you had taken them off. Yani it should not be returned so as to be wiped off. Wiped on. No, what do you mean intend? You don't intend in order to you break it to intend. Okay, so let us repeat then if you didn't hear me. So therefore, in order to distinguish between what you when you asked about what if he intends wudu. Yes. If a person takes off the leather socks or the socks after wiping, you see, after wiping, remember this, after wiping on them, then his tahara is not nullified, according to the correct opinion. However, what will be nullified is wiping, is wiping, not the purity. So, if he puts them on back, he puts them back on, and then his wudu is nullified, then he must take them off and wash his feet. Okay? That's what is intended if he intends to make wudu. You understand? You see this? This followed a wiping. This followed a wiping. But suppose he is on his original first wudu. And his wudu continued after he put on his socks. In this case, there is no harm to put them on and wipe upon them if he makes wudu later. You understand the difference? And I will add to you, I'll add another point about this here. Okay, okay. You want to repeat them? We can repeat them easily. These last 2 points, because we're going to end anyway, inshallah. Okay, we'll repeat them then. If the period of wiping ends and the person is on a state of tahara, then his tahara is not nullified. But if his tahara is nullified by a ritual impurity, then in this case it's a must to take the socks off and wash the feet. You understand this point? Clear, inshallah? Second. Okay, then after, the second thing is, if he takes them off after wiping, you see, after wiping, and he was still in a state of tahara, and he was in a state of tahara, then his tahara is not nullified. He continues on the tahara. What will be nullified is his wiping. What does this mean? Meaning, if he puts them back one more time and his wudu becomes nullified, then it's a must to take them off and wash the feet. Clear? Why? Because the people of knowledge said, that this tahara now is a tahara of wiping. You understand? So this brings the end of this discussion. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.